Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Praiseworthy. We know it's kind of been a minute since we posted an episode. You know, we all know we've been dealing with this whole virus thing, and there's just been a lot going on. And so we kind of have been a little slow with getting things out, but we're so excited to kind of start ramping things up again. And we have a really, really sweet guest today that we kind of came in contact with just randomly, but that's why we love what we're doing, because we're being able to meet just a lot of really neat people. His name is Brian King, and he came in contact with us through our previous podcast episode with Brandon Sawyer.
Sulcer,
excuse me. And I'm going to have to edit that out. And we were just really excited that Brian reached out to us, and that's exactly what we are aiming for. We want people who are willing and vulnerable to just share their story, or maybe someone in their life who's been praiseworthy, to reach out to us. And so we just are always really grateful for when that happens. So Brian, thank you so much for coming on to Praiseworthy.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, well, so we just wanted to let all of you guys know a little bit about Brian. So Brian, he's an undergraduate student at Brigham Young University, also known as BYU. And he's studying geospatial intelligence and aerospace studies, which is amazing. So, Brian, can you explain exactly what that is?
Yeah. So, geospatial intelligence is the study of the Earth, surveying the Earth through satellite imagery.
Awesome. Wow. Are there a lot of science? Is there a lot of science involved? And is it a complicated major? Because it sounds like it is.
I think it sounds a lot more complicated than it is.
Really? Yeah.
Well, you'll have to
make me sound smarter, then I'll take it.
Well, you'll have to join the Space Force once
yeah.
Once they start opening up positions.
That's right.
That's awesome. So Brian, he was born and raised in Western North Carolina, and he is actually a convert to The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he has a passion for helping others see the joy that comes from the gospel, which I just think that's so beautiful. Brian he's found that God is interested in all of his children, and that through daily discipleship, we can find joy and everlasting happiness. I just love that so much, because it just, for me and Eddie, rings a lot of truth to us, and that, you know, as we go throughout our daily lives and turn towards God or whatever higher power you might turn to, that we can find joy, and we can find, like, you know, Brian has said, everlasting happiness, which we've found as, you know, we've gone through things throughout the years. So Brian, with that bio, reading it, obviously a lot of it is geared towards spiritual things. And I know, you know, when we have talked to you before this, you have been through things in your life, and you have found that God is interested in all of us. He wants us to remember him and to know that he loves us. And one thing you have said as well, that is that, you know, as we go through situations in our life, that as we look for the positive things, that we're able to get through those hard times more easily, which I 100% agree with. So if you just, you know, want to kind of take lead right now and kind of expand on those points, and, you know, maybe share an experience or maybe something you've gone through that has helped you realize that as we look for the positive things in our life, we can more easily get through them.
Yeah, for sure. So the first thing that comes to mind to me is an experience that I had right after I returned home early from a mission that I was currently on for my church.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really angry and really sad at that point, and just felt like that everything that I had done leading up to that, everything that I was preparing to do, had been cut short and that if God really loved me and if God was really interested in me, then he would have made it happen to where I didn't have to come home and that things would have worked out. And I stayed like that for a couple weeks. And I had the just internal thought one day that, you know, God doesn't love me any less because I came home, or he doesn't love me any less because of anything that I've done. He loves me more for it because I'm trying to find a way to work through it and to be a better person. And so for me, that was kind of my like aha moment with, you know, that God is personally interested in each and every single one of us.
Awesome.
It's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, we, sorry. Hopefully we can edit that out. yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you, you know, like I've had experiences where I just have struggled through them. And for instance, like with me and my brain cancer, I worked through the first 5 years of it. And that was incredibly difficult because having a brain tumor affects the way you process information. And it was just making the things I had to do at my job really hard. And eventually I just, for health reasons and for other reasons, decided to go on disability. And that was really hard and still is hard for me to this day, because I just kind of feel like, you know, oh, I've given up, you know, I'm not pushing through it. But the truth is that I'm able to focus more on my health and do those things. And I think that it was, even though it's been a really hard decision for me to make, that I feel like it's the right one and that God is pleased with me taking that step, as hard as it was, because I loved what I did and I had a lot of support behind me at my former job. And I knew that if I left that, I probably wouldn't find it again.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think that that is one thing that God sees in each of us, is that he sees more than what we see. And if we could just see all the blessings and opportunities that are coming our way when we make those hard decisions, and all the support that he is going to give us spiritually, then I think that we would be way more apt to make those hard decisions more often.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
I love that. I know, I feel like something, and it just goes along with what you are saying, that's something that really has helped me and Eddie, you know, and we've shared our experiences with you before when we last talked. And I mean, I really think that was probably one of the main things we've done as we've navigated, you know, through these journeys that we were not expecting to go on in life. And so that, you know, that thing that we've been doing is, you know, we look like you're doing, you look for the positive, you look for those miracles daily in your life. And I think sometimes people, when they hear the word miracle, they're like, oh, you know, some like huge elaborate thing. And guess what? I'm sure it is. I'm sure a lot of times that has happened. And, but I think more times than not, it's the little miracles that we glance over, not purposely, but, you know, life has many distractions. And as we recognize what those distractions are, then our eyes become more open to see those little miracles that are constantly surrounding us daily. And, you know, obviously we believe that it does come from God. And I'm so grateful for that, because I think that really has been a major thing that is what's continued to allow us to move forward, you know, through some pretty difficult times. And as you find those little miracles, you know that there is a God, or, you know, a higher power who is watching over you and who is constantly sending you little reminders. Okay, like, I'm here. You're not alone. I'm right here next to you. And, you know, you just have to keep your eyes open and keep finding those little, like, hellos, you know, from our from our Heavenly Father. So I love that. Love that you're doing that. I think that's great.
Yes, thank you.
So, oh, go on. I think we're going to say something.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, you know, I think about a time in college when I first thought I wanted to study computer programming. And so I took a few classes and just really struggled through a lot of those. And to the point that like all my other classes were suffering because I was spending so much time on this one class. And I didn't understand it at first. I was like, why is this happening? Like I really felt like I was supposed to go and take this class and learn about this stuff, and it's not been a good experience. And I ended up dropping that class and not declaring myself as that major because it just was not working out. And I had other goals. Mary and I, I wasn't taking this class until after I'd met, or before I met you, or, oh gosh, I'm so brain dead.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the timeline. Yeah,
yeah, it was before you and I started dating. But anyways, I ended up going down to the University of Utah after graduating with my associate's degree, and I ended up going into film school because that was also another passion that I had, and I found 3D animation there, and I love 3D animation, and that was definitely where I was supposed to be. And as it turns out, some of the classes that I took and that I ended up dropping, those computer science classes, they ended up being something that helped me to understand stuff in 3D animation. And I ended up using some of the knowledge I had gained in those two classes, even though I didn't finish the second one, into what I did as a career. And it ended up being something that at the time, even though it was very frustrating and very disheartening, that it ended up preparing me for things down the road. And God knew about that. And I just had to trust in His judgment.
Yeah, isn't that so cool?
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah, the timing. There's timing in everything. So have you thought about that with your experience with coming home from the mission you went on? Was that, did you think that when you, or, you know, looking back now, are you like, okay, so this is maybe what's why that's happened?
Yes, I am so grateful that I came home when I did. And that everything happened when it did and how it did, because I have had so many different opportunities here at home and back at BYU that I wouldn't have had otherwise if I would have stayed. And obviously, you know, if I could have stayed, I would have stayed. But it doesn't, my life is not any worse off because I came home. It is better probably than it would have been.
Wow.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens to us. Like, God has better foresight than we do and knows what choices are going to be better for us. And it may not make a whole lot of sense to us at the time. Yeah. And it may seem counterintuitive to what we think we should be doing. But God has that clearer vision, the 2020 vision, which hopefully it's a lot better than the 2020 of this year.
This is true. That makes me think of, Brian, I don't want to interrupt if you want to add something.
Oh, no, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. So it makes me think about, let's see, it's 2020. So in 2014, so this was a year before our Mikaylee passed away. And, you know, with Eddie's cancer, obviously, and this is with anyone, it's good to have a backup plan. And, I decided to go back to school, but for interior design and for wedding and event planning. So they were two different things. And it was all remotely through a school back in New York, the New York Institute of Art and Design. And I thought, okay, like, I think I can do this. It's all online. And yes, I have little ones, but it should be okay. Well, then I got pregnant the next year. And, you know, that's hard when you're pregnant and you're in school and not feeling well and you have three little ones. But I'll, you know, then fast forward to August of 2015, I was 6 months pregnant and Mikaylee passed away in an accident. And here I was with dealing with that horrible loss. She was 3 and a half. And then being 6 months pregnant, my husband has brain cancer, just finished treatments, and I have two other little ones, and then school on top of that. And I thought, why the heck did I feel impressed to start schooling knowing, and, you know, obviously I didn't know what was in store, but I know Heavenly Father knew. He knows all things, and I've never been mad. I just was like, now why did I do this? I felt so impressed. Was that prompting wrong? Which I think we all deal with. I think we have promptings and then they don't go through and it's like, well, wait a minute, I thought that was a prompting, you know?
Yes.
Well, you know, now, of course, looking back, and I think even during that really hard time, I do feel like I did think this, but even more so now, it, having that schooling was such a distraction for me. You know, dealing with Mikaylee's loss and then having a newborn, and it was something, and I just graduated last year. So that was what, 5 years I was, or let's see, 6 years. No, was it six? Cause it was towards the end of 2014. So about 5 and a half years or so, but I mean, so it took me a long time. The school was amazing and allowed me to extend it. And allowed me to, they were just really great with the whole scheduling thing. But, you know, I'm so grateful that I stuck with it because now I have that backup, even though for a little bit I thought, why did I follow through with this? Why my life is just kind of upside down. Why did I even get myself into this? But obviously, I'm so grateful I stuck with it. I'm so grateful I graduated and that I have those, you know, two trainings in my back pocket. And, you know, it just is a testimony to me that, you know, even if something doesn't work out that you thought was going to work out, there always is a light at the end. There's always, from our experiences, there's been something we've learned and have grown from, and I'm just really grateful for that.
Yeah, and listening to you say that made me think about all the different times along the way that you were going through that and all the different experiences that we've all gone through. Not only can we say that, you know, someone else, God, whoever, knows more than we do and can see the bigger picture, but that there were people along the way in your journey who gave you experiences and helped you along that path to get you to where you are. And you wouldn't be here without them either.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's the whole reason why we started this podcast, was to especially, you know, be able to let people who we feel have helped us kind of share a little bit of their story. And we're hoping that it just snowballs, and, you know, now we have you on here. So that's definitely what one of our goals is just allowing people to
shine a light on the
good things that people have done for them.
Yeah. So were there people, Brian, through, you know, the experience you shared with us who really were a big part of getting you through that hard time and who maybe are still doing that?
Oh, for sure. I can think of so many people, but one person in particular who I think that I've thought about many times is my mission president. Mm-hmm. You know, he, so many times when I came home, I would think, why did I even go? That was such a waste of time if I was just going to come home.
Yeah.
Like, why did I even do that? I was already in college. I could have stayed in college. Like, everything that went through my mind. And now looking back, I just think that, like, I am so grateful that I went just so that I could meet him.
Wow.
And have him in my life, because, you know, he has been a true sounding board for me. Each and every time that I need something, he is so close and just a phone call away.
That's amazing. And that's a pretty powerful statement you just said, that, you know, the fact that you were able to go there just to meet him. I mean, that just shows how important people can be in your life and the impact and example and influence people can have, which is, you know, another thing praiseworthy stands for, is to just be praiseworthy, to do good in the world, to be that, you know, to be that listening ear to someone, or, you know, that helping hand, and to just, you know, serve when you find opportunities to. And I love that you said that. That was a very powerful statement.
Yeah, it's amazing, because really the only thing that we can, the only two things we can take with us from this life are the relationships we've built and the knowledge that we've gained. So those are really two of the most important things that we could focus on here.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep.
That's beautiful. And I just think back with the people in our life, and like you said, you were like, oh, I can think of so many people. That's, I was, yes, like thinking in my head too, I'm like, oh my gosh, I could not just say one. There's been so many, and what a blessing that is. And then you think about people who go through things and they don't have that. They don't have that. And that's so heartbreaking. And that's just makes my and Eddie's and your, you know, just our mission even more powerful, like to just encourage people, like just be that friend to someone and be vulnerable and don't be, you know, scared to offer help or to, you know, to give advice, because
to reach out
because you can make such a difference.
Exactly. That's so important.
Yep. Well, was there, you know, throughout, you know, your experience over the past, was that a few years ago? I'm trying to remember when you came.
That was probably a little over 2 years ago.
Okay. Now. So since then, have you had opportunities to share that with others? And, you know, is there anything you would want to share where you've been able to meet people or share your experience with someone and that's been able to help them get through maybe something that they're going through?
Yeah, I can think of one time in particular that after I came home, I was out helping the missionaries, and there was a young man that we were teaching, and he was in college, and he was had the same sort of background that I had. Mm-hmm. And I was able to connect with him and share my experiences that in turn helped him come closer to Heavenly Father. And I think that really inspired me that, you know, no matter like what our platform is or what we're doing or how like individual it is, that, you know, Heavenly Father is going to put people in our path that we can share that with.
Yep.
I love that. That's so true, because especially nowadays, I feel like people are so hung up on social media and having a certain number of followers, or, you know, like just getting known. And guess what? That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But like you said, you don't need that platform to be able to make a difference. I think a lot of times, like you just said too, it's that one-on-one interaction. It's that one person that God was able to, you know, put into your path so that you could meet and learn from them, and they learned from you. So I think that's just, again, that's something we're striving to just put out there, that you just every day you can make a difference in someone's life. You don't need a huge platform to be able to do that.
Yes, because God didn't reach out to each of us on social media to speak to us. And I think that that's something that we need to remember so often. I mean, I get caught up in it too, of using social media as my platform to share my blog or whatever. Yeah. But I think we need to remember. Yes. But I think that, you know, we need to remember that the most amazing work that we can do in uplifting others is a one-on-one personal interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to be socially antisocial on social media, but it definitely takes a lot more effort to, you know, get those face-to-face interactions with people and be able to help somebody on a more personal level. And there's nothing wrong with the social media aspect, but I think that the personable stuff are the things that are going to make a more lasting impression on people's lives.
Yes, for sure.
I love that.
So tell us a little bit about your blog then. Where can we find you on the blog?
Yeah, so my blog is just my full name. It's BrianStephenKing.com. And then my Instagram is linked there, and it's the same handle. Okay. And I just try to post like once a week, once every 2 weeks, just whenever I get a chance in between school, to just share my daily personal experiences in the gospel. All of my blogs are kind of more on the like uplifting general religious side, I guess. Okay. Some of them are more geared towards obviously the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but yeah.
Awesome. And we will for sure put all of your social media outlets on our website and on our social media when we, broadcast this episode. We'll make sure that's out there. So that's great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Is there anything, just as we wrap up here, that you would want to share? You know, if maybe someone's listening and they are hearing us talk and they're thinking, guess what? That's great that you guys are finding the little miracles in your life, but I don't see them. My life's horrible right now. And, you know, I'm happy you guys are finding those, but I am having trouble doing it. Not to put you on the spot, but to put you on the spot. Is there anything you could say, you would say to that person who might be listening right now and just
struggling?
They're just struggling.
Yeah, I think it's so important to remember that every single one of us and each of us talking on this podcast right now have been through extremely hard things, and our lives have been terrible, and we've wondered the same thing probably at some point. But I think that it's so important to just take a second and, you know, think outside of ourselves. And just look for that positive. Look for, you know, the love that Heavenly Father has for each of us. And that, you know, sometimes it's not going to be perfect and life isn't going to be okay. But that doesn't mean that Heavenly Father doesn't love us. And that doesn't mean that we can't find something good each day. Look for one thing good each day. And that will change your perspective. And eventually, you won't even notice that you're looking for something good, because you'll just innately see it in each person that you come across and everything that you do.
Awesome. Well said. Thank you very much.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
I feel like, I can't say anything else to that. That's amazing.
I don't want to bog it down with more words.
Nope.
So.
That was amazing. Well, Brian, we're so grateful for you for joining our podcast today, and I have no doubt that there's going to be at least one, probably way more, who are going to listen to you and just feel hope and, you know, just inspired and
feel like they're in the same boat.
Yeah.
So
I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. Thank y'all so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Thanks for coming. And once again, everybody go and visit his blog, follow him on Instagram.
At Brian Stephen King.
Yeah, and we'll post all that info with this podcast on our website.
Yep.
So feel free to follow him as well. He's a good guy. A good guy, and he's given us some great insights today.
Yeah, and I just want to add this one thing before we close. So, if on our social media we've been kind of hyping up a new thing that we've been starting, and we don't want to give too much away, but you know, as a lot of you know, we have a store with Praiseworthy products, and we are in the middle of creating a new line for Praiseworthy called Be Kind, which I've put it out there on Instagram. But I think it just goes along with what we've been talking about today, that just pure kindness, just being kind, will make all the difference. Even when you're struggling and going through hard times, like Ryan said, when you look out of the box of yourself, when you step away from yourself and find ways to just be kind and to serve others, that a lot of times that's what's needed to kind of help you get through.
Yep.
What you might be going through.
And we're going to be sending Brian one of these products.
Yeah. So anyway, we're so grateful, Brian. Thank you so much again for joining us. And thank you everyone for listening. And hopefully we won't wait too long for our next episode. We kind of have taken a little break, but.
This darn coronavirus has socially distanced us from everybody.
Yeah. But thanks again so much for listening, and have a good day.